The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Well, it seems the skills shortage isn't getting any better, and the long-term impact on WA's future economy could be very costly. So just how bad is it? Joining us now is the Chamber of Commerce and Industry WA's Chief Economist, Aaron Morey. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Ben.
Now, we've spoken about skill shortages in WA over the past few months, but is this skills crisis getting worse?
Yeah, look, it's probably holding in terms of how bad it's been. Look, last business confidence survey, we had about 79% of businesses indicating that they're struggling to fill a skilled worker. That's only come down marginally. It hasn't come down far enough. So, look, I think the problem is as bad as it's going to get. But the point is that the problem's very bad. We're talking about a severe skills crunch here. We're about 55,000 workers short in this state. That's 55,000 we need from either interstate or overseas. And if we don't get them, it's going to amount to around a $1.5 billion cost on local businesses.
Yeah, well, and when you talk about that $1.5 billion cost to businesses, how does that manifest?
So, just in terms of the extra costs that are imposed on businesses from having to attract workers, from having to pay more, from the turnover and having to train more people, but then also costs from, missing out on work, not being able to bid for work, lose work to other states and to other countries as well. So, many businesses, when they look back on that last mining construction boom, 2010 to 2013, many businesses don't look upon that period with a lot of joy. It was very difficult for them. And we're seeing similar conditions again here, where many businesses, particularly those mid-sized businesses and businesses in sectors like health and community services, for example, so aged care, disability providers, the sorts of businesses that look after society's most vulnerable, they find it really hard to compete with some businesses for labour at the moment. And so opportunities and economic activity just goes begging.
Yeah, and it sounds like the businesses are getting hit from both sides, the money going out the door in terms of what they need to pay to attract staff, and then the money coming in is just not there because they don't have the capacity to fulfil the demands. And so how many of these vacancies are expected to be filled in the coming couple of years?
Yeah, it all hinges on our access to overseas workers. I mean, Western Australia, more than any other state, has always relied on accessing overseas workers. It's sort of nice to sort of target, trying to poach people from over east. And yeah, sure, you might have some success at doing that once those interstate borders reopen. But geez, those interstaters, they're very sticky. It's really difficult to get people from interstate to move to WA. Easier people from overseas. And that's why we've always relied on those overseas. We reach a point where we can safely bring in those overseas workers, and we think there is scope to do more now to bring in more overseas workers. Until that happens, these problems aren't going to be solved, and that bill on business will continue to mount.
And when you say that there are things that can be done now to bring those international workers in, what are you suggesting?
Yeah, so certainly there have been schemes that have operated in terms of, the Pacific Labour Scheme, in which we've brought in people. We think that can be generalised out, that we can bring in more people through those sorts of programs where they're safely brought in into dedicated quarantine facilities. There's certainly opportunities around quarantining from home. We look at what Queensland's doing in terms of allowing on-farm quarantine for those agriculture businesses that are desperate for workers. So we can certainly take these steps in the meantime, at the same time as we release a plan on how we're going to reopen to the rest of the world and indeed the country in the coming months.
And so what do you think is the most likely way forward here? Will we see things get worse before they get better, or is there some light on the horizon?
Well, look, really, the only sustainable solution to this problem, and it's what we've been saying all along, is access to those overseas workers. Obviously, our Premier has indicated that at some point in the first half of next year, I think, he has said that we will reopen to other countries. Obviously, the first step is to reopen to other states. We're really keen to see the state government set a date to do that by Christmas. Let's get that date in. Let's release the plan. Let's understand what the restrictions will be when we reopen to other states and countries, because we accept that there's a trade-off here, being open to the world and having some base level of restrictions on the economy. That's part of the national plan. But I want to know what the details are. So it's hard to get that plan released.
WA's Chief Economist Aaron Morey, thanks as always for sharing your insights. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben.